Hey everyone, before we jump into today's episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Yeah, that's right. If you're looking for a top-notch videographer or photographer for your business, events, or pretty much anything else, Peak Productions has you covered.
And get this, they don't just shoot your content, they actually manage your entire social media account. They come out, grab the best shots of your videos, schedule a whole week's worth of content so you can kick back, focus on what really matters, like running your business or just enjoying life.
Exactly. These guys are all about delivering high quality results without making you lift a finger. And the best part, if you're listening to this on the Lads Podcast, you get 20% off your first job with them. Just mention us when you reach out.
So go ahead, follow Peak Productions on their social media, get in touch with them. Trust us, your content has never looked this good.
Yeah, shout out to Peak Productions.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Fucking welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast, their very first fucking shed review.
It is. Welcome, it is. Barney.
How are you, Stiffy?
Good, good. Mate, that's and number good. 43.
Number 43.
We're getting closer and closer to the big 50.
I'm actually starting to get scared about that now, so because I've fucking said, well, I'm going to get some Patreon and there's fucking...
Yep.
Oh, I definitely want some of those... what's those beers we drank with the fucking stitching in it? Voodoo ones.
Voodoo ones.
Some of those, and also want some of the
wet pussy
howler heads.
Oh, and a bit of shots on the side.
We're going to get fucking messy.
Yeah, good. Mm. Hey, this is another guest episode, so I want to welcome Dylan. Welcome.
How are you, Dylan?
To episode. Well, this is your episode, actually. So welcome. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good.
I think before we get too much into it, what do we got to do?
Mate, we should crack a tin, yeah?
Fucking
it's fucking Friday afternoon, so.
It is Friday afternoon. And before we came here, you and I.
Actually, know what can... let's do a fuck off before I have a beer.
Oh, okay. I'm all for it.
Friday can fuck off today. Today's Friday can fuck off.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to give too much away or anything, in case
you're not going to go back.
Listen. Yeah. I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying
anything else. Hey, you've been busy today.
You've had a bit going on this swing, this 4 day back because four on.
Let's get a beer.
Is it 4 on 10 off?
No, fuck! I wish, mate. That'd be fucking just the luck.
That'd be the dream.
No, but is it 4 on reality and 10 off reality? You know what I mean? Like, it's not. Is it? I'm just talking shit. You know what can fuck off for me?
What?
Does this sound a bit fuzzy? Time.
Time.
Time can fuck off. It doesn't seem like I've got enough of it at the moment.
No.
Anyway, it's a good thing though, not a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah, don't wish your life away.
Oh, well, no.
Except for the next 10 days of mine, so they can fuck off too. Let's get a beer.
Let's get into it. Dylan, you thirsty?
Oh, 100%.
What have we got in the fridge today, Braz? Oh, yeah. This is what we got going on. Now, we haven't had this one. Now, it's not a beer review we're doing today. Run us through it. It's a Brookvale Union.
Yep.
They're only small cans, eh?
They are. Oh, they're only 4%ers too.
Yeah, but they're only one standard drink. That's why small can. 330s.
So we've got a vodka lemonade.
Classic flavour. We've never had these, eh?
No.
So classic lemonade. So I might crack first and see how we go.
Right up. Oh, that's going to be hard to beat.
That's
going to be hard to beat.
Mate, good luck to yous because that was a crack. Oh. I think you did it.
Fucking
I think you've done it.
Beat ya.
Yeah, no, you're winning. Righto, Dylan.
Beat that.
Here we go.
Righto. Was it quickie?
Oh,
yeah, I think you got it, Barney.
I think you got it.
Cheers, normally, mate. We give it to the guests.
Yeah, we do. Just, yeah, so we can
get this
back
India.
On.
Righto, let's have a taste.
Do you like India? Get it, India.
Well, I tell you what, all I can taste there
lemonade.
Is just lemonade. That can be very dangerous.
I haven't had a sip yet because I'm putting it in my Peak Productions stubby cooler.
So how do you rate a drink like this? Because it's not a beer. It's just like drinking the old Kirk's lemonade, isn't it? Is it Kirk's? Sweats?
Oh,
Kirk's.
Yeah, it's like the old Kirk's. Yeah.
All right. If anyone likes Kirk's lemonade, do yourself a favor. Jump on down to the liquor barn or Uncle Dan, wherever you get your piss from.
These things that stitch you up big time.
Well, I think that would because...
Just like lemonade.
Yeah, I was drinking something the other night. It was a lemon squash one. And you know how you can tell when they have got alcohol in them and they are a little bit harder to drink?
They do not.
That does not taste like it's got alcohol. And you know when you just grab a can of Fanta or Sunkist or bloody lemonade and you can just smash a soft drink and it doesn't go down sideways? That does not go down sideways. No. I'm fucking pretty happy about that.
You end up sideways.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, that'd be a perfect hangover cure for me. So my hangover cure is a lemonade ice block.
Oh, the old-fashioned ones. The old...
Yep, just the icy pole. Fucking just sit lemonade. There and... Just yeah, because you can't fucking stomach water or anything.
Yeah,
yet.
it's like a slow, real
like a drip. You're putting yourself on.
So
the
you're saying these could be a backup to a big night out.
I reckon that could be the fucking.
What's the word I'm looking for, guys? Like
the holy grail of hangover cures,
a barocca.
This is when you the next day. What's the next day called? When
hair of the dog.
Oh, is that what it is? Hair of the dog. There is a drink called hair of the dog, though, isn't there?
Sure.
Why is it called the hair of a dog?
Well, let me put it in my notes and I'll come back to you.
So next week I want to hear it
from you. Oh, jeez, I am so sorry.
No, you're not.
No, because we had a few sneakies before we got on here.
Stiffy, don't be sorry.
No, just...
Right. Be better.
Just on right the lemonade front, have you seen the adult super dupers getting out?
No.
Oh, hang on. Did you say adult?
Yeah.
So not the normal packet of super dupers where they're just lemonade. What the fuck? Is this
Boozicles.
Boozicles.
Oh, I heard Cam talking about this on Alpha Blokes.
Yeah.
So, it's a thing. Boozicles. Are they out?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Because it was coming soon.
Yeah.
It was coming soon. I think there was only a couple of flavours, and lemonade might have been one of them, or cola.
Yeah, I can't tell you the flavours.
Yeah.
They're on their way.
Yes. Yeah. So, how good's that? I think they are one standard drink per icy pole, maybe. Yeah. Anyway,
we're getting off topic. Well, let's welcome Dylan.
Yeah,
we'll get back to Dylan.
Let's get back to Dylan.
Yeah, he's fucking coming.
So Dylan is a friend of the studio because mate, you just live next door to the studio.
Yep. Yeah.
We're not going to name drop or locate where we are, but you're our next door neighbour, and we've been smelling stuff, we've been seeing stuff, we've been tasting stuff that's coming out of your shed, and anyone that's listening, we've got a Facebook page that's called the Lads Facebook page.
Yep.
But we've also got a Facebook group that's there's not many members in there yet because it's not really, you know, they haven't got much going on there yet, but it'll grow.
Yep.
But Dylan's gotten in there and actually posted a video of your shed.
Yep.
Of inside the shed, you know.
Giving you a bit of a tour.
Mate. So anyone listening, jump onto our Facebook page and have a look at Dylan's shed because that's what we're going to talk about today, about, you know, your shed.
Yep.
Part of this podcast is getting out of our heads and getting into our sheds, and this is what we do.
And very early in the piece, we actually said, let's start doing shed reviews and stuff like that too. So
realistically, this is kind of our first shed review without being in the shed.
Yep.
We know what's in there.
Yep.
So welcome, Dylan.
Yeah, thanks, fellas.
So how long have you been around this area, and how is this a new shed that you've built? Like, give us a bit of a background on it.
Well, we bought the place a bit over 2 years ago. It's pretty much a blank canvas, and then got the shed built probably 12 months ago.
So yeah,
still pretty new.
Yep.
And it's been my dream to have a decent sized shed to do heaps of good stuff in.
Do you call it a shed? Do you call it a man cave?
It's a shed. Happy place.
Your happy
place. Happy place.
Yeah, that's gold.
He's got everything in it. So.
Yeah. Well, run us through it.
So it's 12x7.
Who built it? Or what sort of shed is it?
Rand Build.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
So she's quality.
Yeah.
I actually used to do all the shed slab preps for Rod back in the day with driving combos.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Got onto him. And then, for the locals, they would have known that Woodchester Abattoir.
Oh, down here on the highway?
Yep, that's just recently been knocked over.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, there was an old shed there with a heap of rusty tin on it, and I've got hold of them, and I got all the rusty tin and lined the inside of my shed with it.
Yeah, and that sets off a shed, doesn't it? Like, gives it some
very
character.
Rustic looking,
yeah.
Yeah, so if you'll see the video on the Lads Facebook group that's got all the rusty tin on it. Then I've got a heap of old rabbit traps. And
so that's come out of an abattoir? Or is that just the shed out the back of the abattoir?
No, that's a shed on the side. It used to be an old skin and shed.
Imagine what those walls could say or talk about. Mm. Like, how is there any idea on how old that shed might have been?
Oh, I'm not too sure.
Like, it's like I've been in the area for 45 years, and that shed's always been there.
Yeah,
it would have to be older than that then.
Oh, 100%. So, you know, that's that just gives you an idea on.
So yeah, I've got a bit of history in there. So
you do, 100%. So yeah, definitely.
Got a couple of Scott Bonner cylinder mowers too. Anyone that's in their lawn porn game?
Yeah. You got a couple. I've seen one out there the other day.
I've got two. And then I've got another two on the rack ready to resto one day when I get a free minute.
Yeah,
free minute.
Yeah. Copy. So, and obviously you're going to prep that lawn out the front there.
Yeah, if I get time.
Yep.
So I've just put a heap of new turf down 150 squares around the shed from when I finished everything off. So
yep.
Slowly getting there.
Yep.
Because you've just had a couple of weeks off, so how's that feel?
Oh, it's pretty good.
It's good enough, yeah. Hey?
So part of building a shed like that, so you tell us about your background, like your work or your career. Or so you used to be in the mines or was it the...
Yeah, mines and oil and gas fields, so pretty much been working fly in, fly out since I was 18, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, 14 odd years, 16 years.
Oh, wow.
So, jeez, you've had a hard life.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, right.
That's also when I get home as well with the wife. So.
Yeah. So having a shed like that, or a happy place you call it, is when you come back, you know, you've got somewhere
I'm
to...
I'm out there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm backwards and forwards helping with the kids, get them up and fed and ready for school without getting yelled at too much. So.
And when you're out like that, do you have, like, you know, I've never done fly in, fly out work or anything like that, but is that sort of part of the chat out in camp about blokes that are, when they go home, they do this or they do that, or they've got a shed, they go in, like, what's the chat at, like, camp like that?
Oh, well, the last job I just come off, she was, first night fever pretty much. You get in there and all the boys are excited to see each other and ripping in and telling everyone what they got up to for the week. So
But do they have a shed? Is it spoken about in camp? Like, what, you've got this happy place, this shed that you've got? Do you talk about that shed?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
You got to show it off.
100%, So do other people have sheds like that?
Some people do.
Yeah.
Some people don't have the...
Oh, the area.
The land to build a shed like that on.
True, yep.
They just got to have the garage, I guess, so it's better than nothing.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
So inside the shed we've got, I mean, on the video, if you go have a look at the video, it's good, but you've got also some artifacts or just, is that just tools?
Yeah, just old tools. I've got rabbit traps and cross-cut saws and...
Yep.
Actually...
Where'd the rabbit traps come from? Because are they even illegal in Queensland? I mean...
Yeah, they're legal.
They're legal, are they?
Yeah. Even bloody dog traps and sort of stuff.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So the dog traps now got to have the rubber jaws.
Yep.
They can't be metal anymore.
Yeah. So. But they're just the old ones. Like you say. They're just the old ones.
It's still going to cause just as much pain. So it's just bloody snivel libertarians fucking getting into them. So fuck them. And yous can fuck off too. Sorry, I've had a cunt of a day. So yous can fuck off too. So.
But yeah, it's just full of old tools hanging on the wall. Old, hay bale saws that probably not many people would see.
Hay bale saws.
Yeah, so back in the day when they used to bale the hay.
Yes.
And then they'd cut the bale up, it's like a big serrated knife pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
So I got two of them.
Oh, where'd you get them from? Just over the years or?
Yeah, well, when I was out at Dolby, because Dolby gets a lot of rain.
Oh, yeah.
Working out there and a few rain days, so I went out to Cam Killenbun and done a bit of picking out there and got a fair bit of old stuff. Yeah. I even got snow chains.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
From Dolby.
Yeah. You pretty much need an aqua boat out there.
Yeah.
How good are rain days though? Like, you sort of, you know you're going to get paid and you're sort of looking for the rain. You're setting up the rain rocks and, waiting for that sort of to come in. And But when you go back to camp, it's a fucking whole different feel. Like, you're going, fucking, how pissed are we going to get here, sir?
We got one fella that out there and he gets stuck into them wild boars, them 15%ers.
Oh, man.
We haven't had any yet. But
I was nearly going to get some tonight, but I'm like, I don't know how you fellas going to go driving.
So. That's going to be maybe the Hungy episode or something.
Yeah, he gets told she's rained out. It's back at his room at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's cracking them.
On the wild boars.
Yeah, he has about four of them and puts himself to bed by 10 o'clock and
gets up, get drunk again. Gets up.
I can lose. loose.
She's a vicious cycle.
Oh, it is, yeah. Mate. It's a different life, the old living away from home and camp life and working with the blokes that you're fucking living with too. So it's a hard slog. So you've got to sort of, it's a good work sort of.
100%.
Yeah, you see the blokes that sort of, they'll take off and won't come back to camp until like 6 o'clock at night. And
yeah, right.
They've probably just been at another pub, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
She's good though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't mind. It's sort of, it's, yeah.
It's who you work with though that makes it.
100%,
yeah.
Yeah. It could be the best site in the world and you have the worst people working with you and then, yeah, it's going to make it no good. But if you've got a couple of good blokes with you, like we had Lego on.
Yeah.
And he made my day a few times. Like he'd come over with that fucking silly Irish accent. Oh, no, that's his proper accent. Sorry, Lego.
Yeah, if you're around people that make, you know, you're happy and they've got some energy about them, mate, it can just set the scene, eh?
Yep.
That's like a good night out too. Like, if you just like anything.
Oh, look at today. Today's a perfect example. I'm just going to spill it out. So it's fucking. No, I'm not going to spill the whole lot of it out. But like, fucking, I turned up here like I was looking for 50 cents.
Oh, dude, don't.
Fuck, mate. I just had the head down, just fucking, just sad.
At 5 o'clock when I shut my business, I was like, done.
Just going, fuck, I don't even want to be here today.
Yeah.
But now.
Now. Fucking awesome, fuck, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. So this is why we sort of started this podcast, to get out of your head and get into your shed. And I was raw dogging the cleaning today too, so like no music, anything else. So I was just fucking stewing. So I'm making up scenarios in the head and the sort of probably half of them didn't come true, but
Yeah.
So that's enough about me.
Yeah, so all the stuff that you've collected over the years, is there stuff that you've got hidden away still that you're trying to find the right place to put, or have you thrown stuff out that you're going, fuck, I wish I didn't throw that out?
No, not really. I've got one more wall I want to sheet with the old rusty tin and get a pool table in there and that's about it.
Oh, are you going to put a pool table in there?
Yeah, so I got a bit of old rusty ridge capping too, so I want to whack a fluoro in under that and use that as like a light over top of the pool table.
Nice.
So oh, yeah.
Blends in with everything.
Yep. Well, I'll definitely have to go have a game of pool when when you get it up and going.
Yeah, how good is a pool table when...
Have you seen the fucking...
Keep going.
The cleaning... What's those robot cleaners?
The Roombas?
The Roombas. So they get them on the pool table. So everyone fucking draws a number out and fucking get a number and they put the money on top of the Roomba and as it sort of does its little thing, runs around and knocks balls into the hole.
Yeah,
and if you're the last person standing, you get all the money. So,
oh, Jesus.
Is that something you do at camp?
No. I just seen it on the Facebook.
Oh. So,
we'll be right then because we got one of them.
Yep, right out. We'll bring it out and have a go the first night. So I actually seen that on Facebook and I went, that looks like a good, fun night. So, press.
Right, we're back on. Yep. Sorry, just had to check a few things. Should have done a piss one.
That's
all good. So, back into the shed, back into Dylan's shed. Yep.
So we're just talking about the old Roomba pool. So we're gonna once he gets the pool table over there, we'll chuck the Roomba on top and a few dollars on top of her and have a game of Roomba pool.
Oh, 100%.
Yep.
So another passion that you've got in the shed is, well, I don't know if it's in this shed, but you used to do your home brew.
Yep.
You used to brew some beer.
Yeah, I used to brew beer. Not anymore though.
Yep. So what is run me through beer brewing, Barney? Have you ever done anything like that before? Run me through.
I have
because I've done none of it. My pop used to do it 30, 40 years ago when he was
there. Yeah, we used to do it in like the tallies and shit. I made it when we were living with Nat's mum and dad actually. So this is going back 20 couple of years ago.
20 couple?
20 couple of years ago.
Lemonades, eh?
He's got these lemonades all right, eh? 20 couple of years ago. So fuck it, that's what it's going to
be. That's going to go on a shirt.
20 couple of years ago. 20 odd.
Yeah.
So I think the main thing for me was, I think you used to get it from Woolworths, make sure the bottles were sterile. Occasionally get a few that pop underneath the sink and
that's trying to get more alcohol out of them, load them up with sugar.
Oh, so that was our main aim.
Yeah, right.
Try to get these puppies really hot. So, but yeah, it wasn't, didn't taste good at all.
What brand?
Done the job.
Don't tell me it was the Coopers whatever it was that you buy in Woolies.
Mate, 20 couple of years ago, I actually can't remember, so.
How about you, Dylan?
No, I think it might have been a draft.
Well, I did the old Coopers.
The Coopers?
Yeah, green Coopers.
Yep.
Done a heap of different stuff just for shits and giggles, really.
Yeah.
Even went the old homebrew, the home brand, sorry.
Yeah.
Home
brand
one, and yeah, my mate couldn't even taste the difference between that and the Cooper's.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, done them in toolies. Yeah, it's, after a while it becomes a chore cleaning all them.
Oh, you've got to be so sterile. Hard,
yeah.
It's if you don't clean those bottles, it just tastes filthy like those cans that we had the other day that fucking we tipped out in the garden. Actually, killed that tree too. It's better than Torden.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you got to be real clean with beer. That's one downfall of it. But yeah, if you're doing homebrew beer, it's way better doing it in the kegs.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So anything else that you dabble with? Do you know anyone that dabbles with anything? Is there a process or anything like? Is there anything you want to talk about?
You'd have a mate that bloody would have, dodgy mates that brilled.
Well, with anything.
Yeah, those bloody, you know, you're not allowed to do those things, those bloody, the stills.
Oh, they do them. Hang on, there's a show on TV. What's that show on fucking, in over in America? They have the stills out in the middle of the paddock and they use.
Moonshiners.
Yeah, the moonshiners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd know a few blokes that sort of make.
Oh, I don't know, But what's the process in moonshining? They simply just, they don't boil it, do they?
Right.
Well, actually, I know. You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line.
100 pounds of yeast and some copper line.
Sing it with me.
Oh, fuck. Now you've lost me because I'm on.
Copperhead Road.
Oh, okay.
You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line.
Righto.
I can't sing. So
no, you can't.
No.
But they simply they've got to use running water. Like they've got to be set up in a creek. No?
I don't know. I've never made moonshine.
Well, that's what I saw on TV anyway. Yeah. You've got to have running water running through the still.
Yep.
I think it's just to keep it cool, I think. Gotta keep everything.
Yeah, because they're burning it. They're boiling it, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're burning it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting off topic, which I do.
Yeah, oh, yeah, so I've actually done some of the cold brew where you actually just rock into the shops and they I want some Corona.
And I have to,
yeah, and they make the little ones in the Coca-Cola can, the ex-bloody Coca-Cola kegs.
Yeah? Was that your stomach?
That was a reverse burp. Like I said, I've only had fucking two dim sims all day.
Your stomach, I heard?
Yeah, it's hungry.
It was like a little...
Yeah, it was a reverse burp, so it was actually air coming in, not out.
Oh, I love these lemonades. I don't know if it's the lemonades or just...
Yeah, so the cold brewing, but the only problem is as soon as you buy it, you've got to bring it back, put it in the fridge, so you can't store it hot or anything.
There was a mob down the Gold Coast, or Narang, where it was, I think it was called Brew Your Own Keg or something like that.
Yeah, there's heaps of little ones.
You can go down there and brew it up, and
yep.
But the same thing, you've got to bring it back and be able to... I think they put them in tallies or a carton of cans or something. Anyway, how convenient are bottle shops?
Real good.
Yeah, real good.
Shout out to the Liquor Barn. Where do you shop? Do you shop at Uncle Dan's or Jim Boomer?
Just wherever, really.
Yeah, right.
I'm only home for a week, so.
Yeah.
On the last shop, if you buy a carton, you sort of come to the end of the swing. If it's still there, you'd take it home with you, so.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
So what's your carton? What's your beer choice? What are you drinking when you sort of... go to Dan's, the staple one?
Probably either Great Northern or the old Super Crisp. Yep. Not the Super Crisp, the Super Dry.
Super Dry.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
don't dabble in... Like, we've dabbled. Fuck, look behind me, the can stash.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not real keen on that bloody...
on the goat that we just had?
Nah, that was all right. That was pretty
good. That was all right?
Yeah.
Not that fruit juice stuff, though.
Which one was the fruit juice stuff?
Is it Indian Pale Ale or whatever?
Oh, maybe.
I don't really venture out too much.
Yeah,
I think the more that I'm actually sort of starting to dabble in different types of beer, I think the, I'll probably go to like a Super Crisp or a Hunt Super Dry as a staple one, but as three or four, if I'm just going to have three or four, I'll go a pale ale now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I like going up to the bar. You know when you're at the bar and there's like fucking 13 taps?
Yep.
Left or right? Except if there's a fucking Guinness in there.
You don't like Guinness? No. Remember we had those Gronksters?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mind.
Gronkster?
Nah.
I didn't mind that because it had Monster and Guinness. Yeah, I didn't mind that. Yeah. I actually didn't mind that. But a full Guinness, like.
Fuck, we were pretty fucking pissy that night too, actually. Dude, that was in my shed, wasn't it?
That was. But yeah, left or right in some of those scenarios? just yep, I love it. And but when you go left or right, you've got to, like, realistically, you've got to use pot glasses. And it sounds gay, but fuck, if you're going to work through the whole lot, you've got to use a pot glass.
It does come up a lot that you're gay, so
yeah. Yeah. Are you going to run a full fucking schooner?
Schooner, yeah, you have a schooner. Fucking man up, own it.
Oh,
own it.
13 schooners.
13 of them.
If there's 13 taps.
Oh, so you're actually going to start. Oh, you're going to drink the whole lot.
Left to right. That's why I said you really need to do a pot.
Yeah, nah. I'm not drinking the fucking. I'm not going
for variety. When was the last time you walked up to a bar and asked for a pot of something?
Never.
Neither have I. Well, no. I reckon it was about 20 years ago.
It's a schooner or it's a fucking a pint.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
So the pot glasses still exist?
Yeah. What about a 7? It's smaller than
a 7 ounce?
Yeah, 7 ounce.
That's smaller than a pot.
Yeah, so some of the old boys that we used to shear with, they'd come up and have 7s.
But is that's bigger than a pot?
No, no, smaller.
Is it?
Yep. Yep, little 7. They call them a pony as well. Oh. Depends on what state you're in. So isn't that fucking queer? Like New South Wales, Queensland call them fucking different things. So
is
and
that,
Victoria.
So is that a New South Wales thing?
Yeah, yeah, a pony.
The old dad kisses. 7.
Yeah, yeah,
dad
yeah.
Kisses, yeah. Yeah. Fuck them.
I don't think I've ever heard that here.
No.
I think I know the glass you're talking about.
Yeah, that's because we've got men here.
Well, I think that's the glasses they give to kiddies for fucking soft drink.
Yeah, and spirits.
You fucking loose animal. Fucking hell.
Talking about 7 ounce glasses, we stitched a few young fellas up on the last job there, took them to the pub for a couple of schooners after work, but that turned into a few more. And
Yeah,
we got them the old shot of vodka in the beer and...
Oh yeah, done that a few times. So yeah.
Waited right to the last minute for the breatho that morning.
Teach them a lesson.
So being is that so breatho? You just said that, so you've still got to blow 0. The next
So
day.
Is your rule 10 before 10?
10 before 5.
Yeah, it's just whatever, really.
Yeah. It's always been one of those things that's been thrown around. It's 10 before 10, so.
And you're still going to wake up and blow 0.
Blow zeros, yeah.
10 before 10.
Mm.
There's a few fellas out there, they've got them dialed in so they know what they can have and how to do it to get to 0 in the morning.
So maximising their piss intake to their ratio of sleep and time off to go bang on 0 when they are ready to... That's dialing it in.
Yep.
That's a mathematical... That's tuning your body.
That is the 6 Ps.
that is tuning your piss.
6 Ps straight up. Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, but that is dialing in your kidney. Yep. That's what that is. It's like how much can... Well, it's not much your kidney can handle. It's how much can I drink, then go to sleep, and then wake up. And, it's just dialing it in.
Yeah.
All over it.
You're on point. You know what I'm out of?
So should we call that a dialing number? And you're saying 10 before 10.
Well, that's... It's just been chucked around. It's but always I that's could be what different. They say 10 before 10. Yeah, I think it's a. I'll give
so
it.
So shouldn't that be a?
Actually, we've got a breatho in the laundry. I'll give it a go because we don't get breathalyzed. We're on a CFMEU site, so they don't or drug test or.
That's because they wouldn't have any workers if they did that.
Not saying
like there'd be none left. Anyway, not much work goes on those sites either.
Oh, oi.
Is that a fucking rain cloud over there?
Nah.
Is that a storm building up at 300 kilometres away?
That's bullshit.
All right, let's get another tin. Hang on a sec. What was that, Barney?
That was a little burp.
Oh, I keep dropping that. We better mention those.
Right, yeah, open that fridge up for me, mate, so I can grab a couple of tins out because he's remote controlled this one.
Oh, yeah, right. I didn't do that, did I? So what do we got there, Braz?
Mate,
we're not on the lemonades anymore.
No, we're off the lemonades now. We're on the Hurricane Head Brewing Co. Ginger beer.
Born in the subtropics.
Yep.
Made with 100% Queensland ginger. We're going to get the ginger. Look at the guy on the front.
Actually, I think
the old fucking, red beard.
We've got a ginger Sydney right beside us too, mate.
Dylan bought these in.
Yep. I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Barney.
So.
Well, these are the... All right,
I didn't even know he was a ginger.
No.
They're going to be good.
What's the spiel say? So, born in the subtropics, made using 100% Queensland ginger, we have created this perfect storm of clean flavour and Christmas. Crack open a thunderous, thirst-breaking ginger beer and enjoy a down under of refreshment. Man, I need to get glasses.
And have a look at this.
Fucking hell.
Look at the picture.
It looks like Dylan.
It's actually a picture
if
of
we
Dylan
got,
on
if
there.
If we got the blower and blew across his face,
that's a picture of Dylan.
100%.
And I'll tell you what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to stick it in my Peak Productions stubby cooler. Thanks, yeah. Noah,
thanks,
for
Noah.
Dropping off some merch and my hat too. Cheers, bud.
All right, I'll crack it.
Oh, that's going to be hard to beat. I'm gonna
that was
that
a solid.
7-2.
All right, there, yeah, righto. Upper. No, I'm going to give you a 7-1. You drew it out too long. Oh. I'll beat you this time. All right, go on, Dylan. Smack us. Oh, fuck. He just raped
us.
7-3. Yeah, yep. Definitely won.
Yep, you won.
Cheers.
Thanks,
cheers,
fellas.
Mate.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Up your bum.
Bluetooth. Yep.
Actually, I'll tell you what, though, too. Not often. We got some little gifts, too. Dylan brought us in some coasters.
So this is something else you do in your shed, Dylan.
Mm.
Yeah.
So run us through this, mate.
Oh, well, it's just a resin coaster, really, but it all started when I was making the clutch knobs for the Scott Bonner cylinder mowers.
Yeah, so, yep, okay, keep it, yep.
And then I thought, oh, what else? I might as well make coasters, you know, mix and match and make a matching coaster with the knob for the cylinder mower, and yeah, that's where it started.
So the knobs, let's talk about the knob thing. So you've got a Facebook page called...
Unreal Knobs.
Unreal Knobs.
Yeah.
So anyone listening, or everyone listening,
yep.
Where we find your socials?
It's Unreal Knobs on TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, so you're on the three platforms?
Yep.
Unreal Knobs. Check out Dylan's Unreal Knobs. Check it out. Check out Dylan's knob.
So they're really good, actually.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Fucking fantastic.
Yep.
All right, so run me through your knobs.
So I want a Scott Bonner cylinder mower to engage the clutch. It's got a little black knob. And then a fella from up Bundy, he started making them and customising colours and logos. And he sort of died off doing it a bit. And then I thought, stuff it. When I restored mine, I'm going to give it a go.
Yep.
And then, yeah, made it and it was good. And then a few fellas were saying, well, can you make us one? And that's where it sort of started.
Yep.
So I just, yeah, started it up. And
yeah, a little been, side hustle. Yeah. So you don't mind giving it a bit of a go? Like, you're sort of pretty handy in what you do, so.
Yeah, I don't mind giving it a go. Yep.
So is this only for the Scott Bonners, or are you saying a knobs for anything?
Oh, yeah, mainly Scott Bonners, but I do venture into the MoMaster ones every now and then.
Yeah.
Someone contacts me for one, so.
And if someone sends you a measurement of I've got this thread or whatever, can you make something if it's got an insert like a
yeah, well, I cast a nut into them.
Yes,
with the right thread.
So if you really only need to know what thread it is, and you can make a knob.
Yeah,
yeah,
of any size.
Okay, of any size.
Oh well, I just use like sphere molds.
Yeah.
But if you want proper custom ones, I can point you in the right direction. I know a fella with a lathe and.
Oh yeah, gotcha. So yep.
Pretty handy.
I want one
for
the Datto.
Custom knob.
Custom knob for the Datto.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with Nissan or something in it. So
yeah.
Nice. Done.
Yeah, so you've got the three platforms, TikTok, Facebook and Insta. Unreal, say it again.
Unreal Knobs.
Unreal Knobs.
Yeah. Yep.
Go check them out.
So what's your coaster say, Stiffy?
Oh, yeah, so, well, it says Stiffy, actually.
Yep.
So I'll hold that
and
up.
And your racing number?
Yeah, so Dylan's made this. It says Stiffy 766, which is my race number. What have you got, Barney?
I got the Lads Podcast one. And
yeah.
Wait for it.
What else you got?
Because I've got a Land Cruiser. I've got the Land Cruiser one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in so if you want any of these, mate, fucking reach out because I reckon, fuck, that's a good job, eh?
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's fucking mint.
Yeah, it's not just a, like, it's got the resin right over it. So you can actually, it's very robust.
Yeah.
Like, you can drop it, you can do whatever you want. That sticker's not going to come off.
Nah, or so, just don't drop them, though. They do chip.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But, yeah.
But the process in that, run us through the process again, mate.
I got a fella to 3D print the moulds and then I buy silicon, so I make my own moulds.
Yep.
Mix that up and then, yeah, just pour the resin in the moulds and day or two to cure and pull them out, whack the sticker in, because I also make my own stickers.
Yep.
And then, yeah, just whack that on and a bit of a clear resin coat just to seal it.
So in your shed, you got a bit going on.
Yeah.
I got a little bit going on, yeah.
Yeah. You got a bit
it
going on.
It keeps you busy on your days off anyway, so.
Yeah.
So, and it's even more busy now. I got my new toy the other day, so.
What'd you get?
Oh, I got a Z-Grill smoker.
Ooh.
Fucking here we
like
go.
Like a bit of fucking smoking meat.
So, run us through it.
I picked it up on the Monday I drove home from work. Got it home, built it.
and yeah, burn it in and just been pretty much smoking at least every second day.
What
yeah,
was right. your first one? What was your first cook up on the smoker?
Jalapeno poppers.
Oh, did I see a photo of them?
I actually have a bit
did
of
you post or was that someone else? Did you post a photo on
I'm
our
not sure.
Oh no, okay. Yep.
Maybe.
What did you yeah, okay. I think I saw something. I think I did. I think
do
I saw.
Do you use bacon or do you yes. use the
no, you had bacon prosciutto. Around it.
Nah, I use prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
Oh, well, prosciutto.
Yeah. Oh, I use both, but
it's a little bit saltier, but it's that thinner cut, so you don't need to put the fucking skewers or anything through them. So I like it, but to me it's probably a little bit too salty.
You know, I have never had a jalapeno. What do you call them again?
Jalapeno poppers.
Poppers.
Really?
I've never had one. No.
Oh, fuck, mate. I had that many 1 week, I reckon I was shitting green. It was that bad. Actually, I rang up and I actually got through on the Alpha Blokes podcast one night, fucking about when I had a heap of jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
And, didn't wash my hands properly and went outside and done the big old fucking side.
Oh, the side piss.
The old side piss and fucking.
Touch your knob.
Yeah, fucking, no, the nuts and everything, so.
Oh,
fuck, mate. Like, I just walked back inside and it was like probably 5 minutes later, I'm sitting there going, fucking something.
That's those crabs back.
Yeah, no. Something's not going on here. Like, yeah, right. I remembered, fuck, you didn't wash your hands, you fuckwit. So my balls are burning. So I was fucking tried everything. I fucking splashed some water. Like, that was it was burning proper.
Should have just dipped them in the trough.
No, so I dipped them in milk. So, because milk, apparently, the when you drink, fucking, you drink milk and it fucking coats everything. So, but you know, the hardest thing was
putting the milk back in the
fucking container out of the saucer. Oh, fuck, that was hard.
I was going to say, did you make a cup of tea with that? Hey, you want some cereal?
No, but that was actually a dead set fucking true story. Like, I got burnt nuts out of that. So, never again, but.
Well, we're going to have, all right. So, smoking meat, have you been a big player with smoking meat before? Or using a smoker?
Nah, it's first time.
Yeah, okay.
But a few mates have got them and had a few cracks at that and it's pretty good. So I'm doing a pork belly on the weekend though.
Do you use any bark or chips or anything? Like,
it's pellet smoker. So.
It's a pellet smoker.
Yep.
But you can still put in is it apple bark?
Or you can get them smoke tubes. Increase the flavour more, like the smoke flavour, so you can chuck a bit extra different stuff in there.
Yeah, right.
Just to push that smoke flavour through it a bit more.
Yep.
Get back to me on this. Always when I smoke anything, I put in camembert cheese and put a bit of fucking rub over the top of it, your favourite rub.
Do you dab it or do you rub it?
Dab. It's always a dab.
Yeah.
But yeah, put that in and then like fucking an hour into it, like take some chicken crimpies out. And just fucking dip in.
Instead of the jacks.
You're not eating any of the fucking meat when it comes out. But yeah, fucking that is just mint. Love it.
Yeah, it sounds good, eh?
Yeah.
So instead of using jats, do you use the chicken crimpies?
Yeah, chicken crimpies. So are
you a slut for a chicken crimpy?
I like a chicken crimpy. I don't go and buy them. I'll buy a jats over a chicken crimpy. But
it's your go-to.
Well, it was given to me by a mate and... You're not going to fuck with the recipe the mate gives you and you go, oh, fuck, that's good, boy. Like, fuck, that's great. So I'm not going to go change it up and get a Jats and go, oh, that's shit now.
Yeah.
I reckon I got something that might work with that.
What's that?
Yeah, my young fella, he just had a box before, the old Vegemite shapes.
Ooh.
Oh, are they still around? I thought they were only a limited edition.
Yeah, I think they're still going.
Yeah, right.
I don't mind the old Vegemite shapes, actually.
I love Vegemite. Yeah. I'm a dirty whore for Vegemite.
Oh, you are a dirty whore.
Fuck, man. I trowel. I think we even called an episode Troweling on Vegemite.
I've actually got something in my notes about Vegemite, but we'll bring that up later. But yeah, one of the boys was fucking talking about it out at camp. But
yeah, no, he's a fucking
retard and you can't do what he's doing.
So can you smoke? So can you use Vegemite as a marinade?
Yeah,
100%.
Actually, Vegemite jerky. Have you dabbled in the jerkies?
I've made a lot of Vegemite jerky.
Yeah?
Have you?
Yeah, I've never that done actually it. Goes good, the old it Vegemite jerky. So, yeah.
I had to make some and drop it over the fence for
Oh, fuck right, yeah. Fucking right out. Off you go now then. Go start prepping it. So.
I don't mind making a bit of jerky either, so make a fair bit
Do you just use the round dry...
top side.
No, the machine, the fucking... Dehydrator. Air dryer.
Yeah, you got a proper dryer.
Yeah. We'll have to have a jerk off.
Yeah.
Rate my jerk.
Rate my jerk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've actually got some in the fridge. I'll actually bring some over next time and check this fridge.
Dude, the last time we went away and you had fucking jerky.
Yeah, but
you,
I ate the fucking lot of it, though.
You had the fucking gout come along.
Gout.
Nah.
Have you ever had it?
It's worse than childbirth.
No, but you have never had it? It's worse than childbirth.
It's worse than childbirth.
Yeah. I've worked with a few fellas that have had it. And he's hobbling around with one work boot on.
Yeah. It is painful.
Yeah.
100%.
So the grill, so how long did it take to put together? Was it fucking all boxed and?
Yeah, she's a lot of cardboard in it.
Yep.
So it's good Aussie made, or China made, but Aussie owned company. Yep. So probably hour and a half.
Yep.
It's pretty good instructions too, so it's pretty.
Oh, you read the instructions?
Yep.
I thought you were fucking Australian.
No.
I only read the instructions after I fucking when can't get fucked the gun it up.
It actually comes with YouTube instructions, which is easy.
Yeah, that's my go to. Is don't fucking have to read them.
Like a QR WhatsApp, code, just scan it, takes you straight to YouTube.
Yeah.
Nice. I could just picture you, Barney, putting your fucking grill in upside down and going, "What the fuck? Then doing the un-Australian. Well, that is the un-Australian thing to do, is not read the instructions.
Yeah.
Get halfway through it and then have to pull it apart.
Yeah, pull it apart and fucking start again. But we're men. We're mere men.
We know what we're doing. Fuck. Anything flat pack style or in a box, fucking what about the instructions?
And all these fucking nuts and screws. That's how your old man got all those fucking nuts and screws. Like, your old man would have had a heap of fucking nuts.
Glass jars full of fucking nuts. Have you got glass jars in your shed? Or drawers, nuts and bolts.
Got a bit of a plastic thing odd bits and pieces.
That's how they got all them,
mate. Yeah, back
no
in the
instructions.
That's the leftovers.
The leftovers from all the shit they built,
mate. When there's leftover nuts and bolts after you do like an engine rebuild or something like that, you know that's bad. You know what you do with them? Left hand, right shoulder.
Go on.
What nuts and bolts?
Who?
Yeah, or
who are you?
And fuck with someone. Put a couple of extra nuts and bolts in their parts tray.
Yeah,
and it's like, what the fuck? Where did these come from?
My young fella's a third year apprentice. I won't say where he's at. they do that all the time. Just fucking drop one or two extra in there all the time. So he reckons he's got a whole drawer full of them. So.
Oh, yeah, that's painful.
It is. So the grilling. So tomorrow, what are you putting on?
Pork belly. So I'm going to... I've watched a few TikTok videos.
Yep.
And I'm going to do it like a brisket.
Yep.
So I
cut the fat or the crackle bit off.
Yep.
Put that to the side and cook it up in the air fryer. And then, just cook it...
low and slow.
Yeah. 105 for about 4 hours.
Yep.
Then wrap it in foil with a bit of hot... that chili honey.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And then, just... crank her up to 120 until it probes tender.
What are you looking at? When are we going to be back in tasting?
we're going to do another potty tomorrow night, haven't we?
Not tomorrow night, Sunday night.
Fuck, I'm coming in tomorrow night. So I'll record one by myself. Yeah. So just pop over and see Dylan.
I'll put an entree on for you.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. So, no, there's nothing better because it's like, I don't know, it's a bit of a time warp. Because you know you got to get up early, you're putting shit on, you're doing stuff. And then in the meantime, you're also doing other things too. Like I love Bathurst Day is my favourite day to smoke meat.
Yeah.
It's because you're watching the race, you're fucking running out. I've got a Hark, mine's an offset smoker. So you've got to fire feed it. And I want a pellet griller because it's going to be a lot easier. But yeah, trying to manage the fire, open doors, shut doors, fucking doing this. You're always doing something. So
what temperature should it be smoked at? Is there a temperature or is it just...
I don't think it's up to you really.
Yeah, yeah.
Depends who you listen to. There's so much advice out there for like smoking meat and
Low and slow is a go.
Oh, of course. That's low and slow. I cooked a mean ass steak the other night for the kids. It was on the hot grill, fucking hot grill, but I did the old fucking two flip and got the cross hatching with the grill marks.
Yeah.
Oh man. And it was still medium. Like seriously, it was like 3 minutes. It was like a minute and a half aside to get the 3 minutes aside because you're cross hatching and so a bit going on. I had the timer out. 1.5 minutes, flip it, other way, flip it, other way, flip it. And I don't like to flip steaks twice. I only like to flip them once. But to get the cross hatching, you need to flick them twice.
Yep.
And man, I fucking nailed it. It was still medium rare. It was still medium. It wasn't medium rare I was asking after for, but medium with double cross hatch.
Yep.
I was like, fuck.
I think my tips are is don't get the meat out of the fridge. Like, let it go to room temperature or just before room temperature.
Yeah.
And then breast it. Yep. So it depends on how long you want to cook it or what you want to do to it.
So grill or flat plate?
Oh, look, depends on what you're doing. So
I'm a grill.
If you got a bit of butter and fucking soy sauce on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like it on the flat, so it's sort of... Yeah, back underneath.
Reverse searing? Have you ever done much of that?
Nah, but I want to, but I cooked... I can't remember what I cooked the other night. Something, and then we were having a barbecue anyway, so I just threw the steaks on, and they took bugger all to cook. And
My first go at reverse searing was fucking pretty much jerky. Fucked it.
I remember that episode, actually.
Yeah, I fucked it.
Can I have a wee?
Oh, man, let's go for a piss. Yes. Welcome back.
That's it. They're thinking.
Yes, welcome to fuck back. Back. Is that Tony Gregg?
I don't know.
Yes, yes. Welcome back. Welcome back to the MCG.
Yeah,
maybe. For the second time today.
Mm.
Anyway. Mates, Dylan, have you got a joke?
I do.
Have you? Barney, have you got a joke?
No, I do not have a joke, actually. A joke is my life. There you go. Joke. Boom, boom.
Right, hang on. Now, my joke's really bad, so I'm going to do my joke first. Is that all right? Because it's the worst joke.
Go.
How many skunks does it take to make a stink?
Three.
Just a pew.
Yeah.
Told you it was bad. That way.
Is that the cricket voice?
No, it's not. The cricket ones is that one. Thanks. Thanks for that.
Sorry, mate.
Okay. Right, yeah. But the joke of the day is going to be awesome because... So,
Dylan.
Dylan's
over
got one.
To Dylan.
Right, yeah. I'll have to read it because there's no way I can remember this one.
Go for
it. It's the old classic Little Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right. Little Johnny's in grade 2 class when the teacher says, "Okay, boys and girls, today we're going to learn a new word." She writes the word on the chalkboard and asks, "Who knows how to say our new word?" Little Johnny, who was sitting up the back, puts his hand up and yells, "Oh, I know. Pick me. And the teacher knows little Johnny's a troublemaker and he'll probably say something silly. So she looks for someone else. Little Susie is in the front row holding her hand up and patiently and politely. The teacher says, "Yes, Susie, how do we say our new word?" Little Susie takes her time reading the word and says, "Contagious." The teacher says, "Very good, Susie. Now, can you use our new word in a sentence?" Again, little Johnny is up the back, yells out, "Oh, can I pick me? The teacher looks for someone else to pick, but no other students have their hands up. So she says, "Okay, Johnny, let's hear your sentence." Little Johnny says, "My dad used the word yesterday. My mum was mowing the lawn while my dad was sitting in the sun deck drinking a beer. The lawnmower died and my mum was trying to get it started, but she kept pulling the cord and it just wouldn't start. My dad watched her and laughed and just took a big sip of his beer and said to me, 'You know what, Johnny? It's going to take that cunt ages to get all my going again.'"
That's a classic little Johnny joke.
Little Johnny.
Contagious.
You can't
fuck him. I'd love to meet little Johnny, actually.
Yeah, I'd like to meet little Johnny.
Little
Give him
Johnny.
A high five. Have a beer with him, maybe.
Absolutely.
100%. Have you got some guest questions for us?
Mate, I do, actually. The one I liked from the last episode was... So there's a zombie apocalypse right now. Like, fucking, you run into your kitchen. What are three items you're going to use?
Oof. Only the kitchen?
Only the kitchen, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not the shed?
No, just kitchen.
Oh.
Because he's got saws and fucking all sorts of shit there. He's got...
Yeah, that's a hard one. Just have to.
I've never had this one.
Yeah.
No.
Wooden
spoon.
Can opener.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit of a multi-tool.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Get close. That's a bit of close combat sort of shit. I suppose you can always tie it to a stick though, can't you?
Yeah.
Do a pokey pokey.
You can do a lot with a can opener.
Sort of got two handles and spinny bits on it. So.
Oh, the corkscrew too.
You know the old ones that's got the actual little... Well, they all do. They're little wheels. Yeah, that actually go into the
Can. Oh, yeah, they're really good, those ones.
They're fucking... Listen to you go.
There's my joke of the day.
What was it? Three.
Yeah, you got three.
Can opener?
Can opener. Cheese grater.
Oh, fucking go to town on the zombie's face.
Yeah.
Coming at you.
That's like Parmesan, That'd be like Parmesan coming out the bottom. So.
The old zombie Parmo.
Zombie Parmo. Top that.
That's going to be a Parmy of the
day. Fucking let's maybe make a zombie Parmo.
Parmo?
Parmo. Parmy?
Parmy? These fucking
fuck,
jinx.
My speech impediment's getting worse.
Jesus.
So it's a zombie Parmy?
Yep.
Is that what you're trying to get out?
Yep.
So I got can opener, cheese grater. Oh God, and a skewer.
Yeah, just skewer. Pricks in the eye. Right in the eye. But how's the fastest way to kill a zombie?
Off of the head, I think.
Stab him in the eye. In their eyeballs.
Sort of shit, so,
Oh, what about a skewer up the nostril? Like right up there, straight up to the brain.
So I've never met a zombie.
Wouldn't you get to your brain? Righto. Mate, anyone famous, dead or alive, who would you like to have a dinner with? Three of them.
Three.
Yeah, pick three.
If you're running out of sort of ideas, you can always say me or Stiffy, so that sort of...
Right, I'll take that on board. probably me pa would be one, because I used to do a lot with him.
Yep.
And he's passed away now.
Yep.
The other one probably be my mum, because she's passed away as well. She died a couple of days after my 21st birthday.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry to hear.
And then, so be able to show her what her grandchildren look like.
Yeah.
And then for a famous person, oh, God, I don't know. I don't really watch TV or anything.
What about Elvis? Michael Jackson, fucking. Who would want to have dinner with Michael Jackson? Any sports stars? Do you follow any sports?
Yeah, I was watching the NRL, but I got... sick of that this year.
It's turned gay.
I'm off it.
Fucking oath. You still watching it?
Oh, no, I'm off it.
Yeah.
Oh, and my tipping was fucking wooseless.
Yeah, I think they're going downhill, the old NRL.
I don't know. Probably a famous person, probably be Eminem, I reckon.
Yeah. Mm. Bit of Slim.
Yeah, I used to listen to him pretty a fair bit when I was younger. So.
Have you heard his new album? Like, as in all of the songs, the new album?
Not all. Oh, no. I have listened to... Well, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, there's a whole album. It's like, anyway. Yeah, there's a whole, anyway. Yeah, won't get too much into
actually,
that.
Actually, my next one is, what's your favourite song?
Or genre? Country?
Yeah, I've been smashing the country for probably the last 4 years.
Yeah.
The new country now is so different.
Yeah.
I've never been a big country fan. Like, I love Johnny Cash and fucking...
Yeah.
And, all the rest of them.
Is it more country pop these days?
I don't know. It's got a good feel about it. It's easy listening, and you're not getting fucking, your wife's not leaving you, your fucking dog's not getting run over by a steamroller now. it's all new. So I'm actually really enjoying the new country. So keep it up.
Going Luke Combs?
Yeah. No. I'm not going. I didn't get tickets. You're going, aren't you?
Yeah.
When's that?
January 25th, I think.
You're taking your missus?
Yep.
If she can't make it, fucking...
Where is it?
Suncorp.
Oh, yeah. Copy.
Yeah.
Copy.
Well, mate,
would you go?
Fuck yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You're a massive fan?
I love Luke Combs, yeah. I hate crowds. So for me to have to actually go to that sort of shit,
you hate crowds.
Crowds.
Dude, you were all in it down at the fucking Gold Coast.
That's different. It was built different. So I do not like crowds. So it's one of those things. I just get that anxiety of fucking lining up to get into a line to get a beer.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I guess I
don't like that. So
yeah, right. So what's next, Dylan? What have you got lined up in the future, or for the future for the shed? We talk about the pool table, but what else you got coming up?
Oh, not much really. I was keen to have a bit of time off and. That's about it, but saw an ad on internet for a job and rang them up and they said, we want you to start Monday. So breaks come to an end.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so back to the swinging diggers for until Christmas anyway.
Oh, well, yeah. Yep, give you something to do then.
So,
I love watching a good fucking digger operator.
There are some talented ones out there.
Mate, there are. Like, oh, fucking, we've got quite a few out there at the moment. And, yeah, you sort of, I'll just, when we've got a little bit of downtime, which sometimes we do, just sit there and watch them make their little piles that they sit up on and fucking scrape shit. And they're always doing something. They never just fucking idle. So
you know,
just,
when you've got like,
he's just fiddling.
10 excavators side by, not side by side, but working in a big area, like 10 or maybe 15.
Yeah.
And then if you could just blank out all of the noise and put on some sort of ballet music.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they dance, you know, it's like, ooh. Yep.
Yeah, it's like smooth operator.
We get a few of that at work. You know, doing a few dual lifts and that, and sometimes you might have three or four diggers on something we're lifting in, and everything's all in sync pretty much.
So yeah.
Looks good.
100%.
Yeah.
Righto, well, we are done for the day. You got anything else, Barney?
No, mate, nothing at all.
Yeah, very good. Well,
other than thanks for the gifts, mate.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and one more shout out to your socials, mate, that people will find you with your knobs and, well, these aren't on, but where will they find you?
Unreal Knobs, TikTok, Facebook and Insta.
Unreal Knobs. Check out Dylan's Facebook page, Instagram and TikTok. Get amongst it. Share and like and subscribe.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, definitely share.
And share, 100%.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is very much caring. Righto, mate. Well, if that's it, I haven't got anything else. Have you got anything
else?
No,
not me, mate. So I'll sign out with see yous. Bye.
See yous. See you later, mate.
See ya.
Thanks for coming on, Braz.
No worries. Thanks for having us. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes next, but I couldn't care less.